What a night at Panther Stadium in Blairsville Friday night as the River Valley Panthers were able to pick up a win on Senior Day, but it wasn't easy by any means as they and Marion Center traded blows throughout the entire game. But in the end, the Panthers picked up a 28-21 victory, marking their seventh consecutive win and seventh win of the season. Marion Center struck early in the game, taking the opening kick 85 yards to the house. Troy Slavinsky, his second straight week with a special teams touchdown. The extra point made it 7-0 with 11:49 to go in the opening frame. The Panthers clawed back at the end of the first. They were pinned inside their 5-yard line thanks to a beautiful punt by Cam Rising, but they were able to go 95 yards on 11 plays, capped off by a 19-yard touchdown rush by Gavin Burkhart. The extra point by Cole Heckathorn made it 7-7. The Panthers then took their first lead of the game with 4:31 to go in the second quarter. Marion Center was forced to punt at their own 45-yard line, but a high snap and a late kick from Cam Rising was blocked by Sam Ewing. He then picked up the football and ran it 40 yards back for the touchdown. The extra point made it 14-7. Marion Center got the ball back toward the tail end of the half, and they were able to capitalize on an 8-play, 62-yard drive. There were two big penalties by River Valley on that drive, a helmet-to-helmet penalty on Merrick Smith, and then a hit out of bounds by Caden Breslavic, which helped give Marion Center really good field position, and Cam Rising was able to capitalize on those two penalties from 4 yards out. The extra point made it 14-all. And River Valley, they had one more possession before the half, but they made it as far as the 10-yard line. Marion Center forced a turnover on downs, and that took it into the halftime, 14-14. In the third quarter, Gavin Burkhart wasted no time for River Valley. At 9:19, he capped off a 5-play, 65-yard drive with a 38-yard rushing touchdown to make it 21-14. Then Marion Center, 4 minutes later, capped off a 3-play, 64-yard drive. Again, this was aided by a big penalty, a 15-yard late hit penalty by River Valley. But Cam Rising threw a dime to Troy Slavinsky from 50 yards down, and he was able to find the end zone 21-21 after the touchdown and extra point. Max Perschetti wasted no time in the fourth quarter with the game tied up. He was able to find Caden Vrslavic on a 27-yard diving catch that set him up first and goal at the 7-yard line. A couple rushing losses set him back deep in their zone, but Max Perschetti was able to carry the ball 10 yards to the 1-yard line on third down, and on fourth and goal, he was able to get the tush push that he needed to break the plane and find the end zone. River Valley, after Marion Center failed to capitalize on their following offensive drive, they got it back at 6:55. They held it to the 2:02 mark until Marion Center forced a turnover on downs at their 28-yard line. They took over, and it literally came down to the final play of the game as Marion Center had it fourth and goal at the 7-yard line. Cam Rising looked for Mason Plosnock, but River Valley's defense was stout, and they were able to put it away and clinch the win. Fourth and goal, Marion Center. Their last shot. They cannot get a first down. They need to get it to the end zone. River Valley cannot have a pretty good play. They need a perfect play if they want to hold on to this lead. 11 seconds to go. Shotgun set, sidecar right. Rising, rolls right, looking to pass, looking for the end zone. The pass is incomplete. It was in and out of the hands of Mason Plosnock, and River Valley holds on to win the game. River Valley takes over on downs at their 7-yard line, and they can go into victory formation. On the game, Cam Rising led the rushing category, 9 carries for 51 yards, also finished the game 12 of 18 passing with 158 yards, a touchdown, and an interception in the game. Troy Slavinsky had 1 catch for 50 yards and a touchdown. Noah McCoy hauled in 6 passes for 69 yards. For River Valley, they were led by Sam Yanitz. He carried the ball 32 times for 208 yards. No touchdowns in the game, but he was able to elongate some drives. Gavin Burkhart had 12 carries for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game, his longest run from 38 yards out. Max Perschetti carried the ball twice for 11 yards and a touchdown. He also finished the game 4 of 6 passing with 62 yards, through the air. No interceptions for Max Perschetti. Caden Vrslavic, 2 catches for 33 yards. And Gavin Burkhart, 1 reception for 24 yards. River Valley now at 7-1 on the season, picking up some crucial points in the AA rankings for District 6. Will finish their season with 2 straight road games, featuring a big one next weekend When they take on the Northern Cambria Colts at Duffy Dougherty Stadium, we'll have that game at 6:15 on Cat Country 106.3 and Renda Digital TV. Then they'll follow that up with a road trip to West Shamokin to take on the Wolves. Marion Center is home for their final two games. Next week, they're against Penns Manor. Then they round it out with another big AA game against the United Valley Lions. But for now, it's the River Valley Panthers winning on Senior Day, celebrating their 11 seniors with a 28-21 win, their seventh straight victory, and they move to 7-1. For your hometown radio station and from Panther Stadium, this is Jake Slobodnik.